Where's the little roster? There you go. Mark, anyone else?
I don't think so. There's no one listed here. So.
Okay, let's start with introductions. Why don't you start that?
Rob Hernandez, committee member.
Kelly Flores, committee member.
Linda Olivengo, council co-chair.
David Jordan, council staff.
Jen Cuss, council staff.
Anton Matthews, interviewee.
Mark Mulray, council staff.
Tom Tosoto, council member.
Thomas Noble, government co-chair.
And Jenny, council member.
Lily Coutel, interviewing today.
And I'm Sister Cadavis, council member. Let's look at the draft of the agenda today.
Again today.
Anything else on the agenda? Can I get consensus to approve? Okay. Let's review the minutes from the last meeting.
On the bottom.
Present. It says Elaine, and then it says absent Elaine.
Wait, is it absent on the bottom part? I'm not looking at him right now.
It's the second line.
Okay,
so
perfect.
On the minute, yeah.
Just put you
just
twice.
From the top, right?
Thanks.
You were there?
I was there, then I wasn't.
No, but were you really? You were really
well,
there.
You were actually there.
No.
Okay.
There. You were not there at all.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering what we should actually be taking off. So we're removing
there.
Council member present.
Away. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything else about the minutes? And can I get consensus to approve? Looks like it. Okay. Next, any announcements? Linda?
So I have some sort of updates and announcements. It was a horrible way to start. But I was I will be switching my role very soon from San Francisco AIDS Foundation. I was recently recruited to go do some work at LinkedIn, and so my last day at San Francisco AIDS Foundation will be August 22nd. I'm working very closely with Mark and the other co-chairs to make sure that it's a smooth transition in regards to the co-chair role. And we've already started conversations with potential folks that could step into this role since I still have a year left in my term. Very difficult decision, very tough, and I'm still in the process of processing all of it. But I just wanted to share it. Some of you already probably have heard this, so. Sorry to, like, start the meeting so, like, that. I'll still be in the Bay Area. Yes. And, yeah.
You got a great new job.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to be such a boomer.
But this month will be your last one on the council.
Yes, I will be facilitating the meeting this month. So, yeah, that is all.
Congratulations.
I know.
Any other announcements?
Just a reminder that we have our annual resource allocation and prioritization summit next month, September 27th, 10 to 4. I think we're having it here in this building, the sixth floor, but of course we'll have more definite about that. And so that means you can take off the full council meeting for September. That would normally occur the fourth Monday off of your calendars if it happens to be there. And, of course, please come to the summit. We'll be doing, per usual, a round of our resource allocation motions for reduced, flat, and increased funding, going through all of the committees. And we will also be passing out, per usual, our annual prioritization worksheets for you all to fill out and turn in to me. There's a shorter turnaround time because HRSA actually has to have our decisions by the end of the same day of the summit. Dean will literally be calling them to tell them. So I'll be asking for the prioritization worksheets probably a week earlier. Any questions? And thank you for your service.
Anyone else? Okay. There's no public comment. Next item is co-chair election.
Has Ed not officially been?
Nope.
We looked back at the notes and we didn't yet. He wasn't here when.
He hasn't been here to officially accept his nomination. So he's been nominated, but as far as the committee is concerned, we haven't, as far as we were able to find in the minutes, you haven't. I don't know if you did accept it, but in the minutes don't reflect it. So
I guess we should officially ask, do you accept the nomination for co-chair of this committee?
Okay.
Wow.
As long as this one is the co-chair.
So all we've got a second, and
it sounds like that already happened.
The nomination happened. Yeah, there was a.
Okay, so let's vote. All in favor of Ed as co-chair? Cool. Welcome. Okay. Next one is the demographic information update.
I don't think anything has changed since last month. Although Linda will be leaving us, so next month will be different. Although ideally we will have Lily and Antoine, so that will balance some of that.
Okay.
But we are exactly where we were around consumers, non-aligned consumers, as we were last month.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's still... we're slightly under on Latinx, slightly under on youth, and I think that was it, if memory serves.
Okay, Mark?
I do want to point out that we are under our mandate for unaligned consumers and services, and that's a problem. We need to have 33%, so we need to have council members hopefully outreaching to the people that they know and the agencies they know. For people who could fill that role for us, as you know, one of the most sort of forward-looking EMAs in the country, to be under our minimum mandate is problematic. So I really think that needs to be a goal of this committee and of the council itself. And of course, any advice or direction you want to give council support staff to help out with that is fine too. But we do need to work.
Is there anyone in the pipeline right now that meets that?
I'm recruiting a few people from the needs assessment, but
okay.
Lead a horse to water situation.
And what would it take to have it? Would it just be one person? Just not that we want to.
What is our number here?
Line,
math is not my strong point.
Well, it is more than one.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I guess at least four.
Oh,
well. 26% is far away from 33%.
Yeah, and as every new member who is not a non-aligned consumer is added, then that gets further. The percentage gets smaller and smaller. That's why the number is actually shrunk, because we were much closer up until recently, but we've added new people who were not non-aligned consumers.
And we lost weight as well.
Yeah.
And we lost weight.
Losing one person.
Yeah, so that switch happened basically within 1 month, essentially, but going from, 30 point something percent or 31 point something percent to 26% happened like that.
It's unfortunate timing because we'll be turning in our grant application very soon, and so this will have to be that's part of the grant application, is to portray where we are at in the council event. So we're going to have to portray something that's obviously going to have a work plan.
Can we notify the council through email to let them know that that's what we're looking for? We're recruiting?
I'm going to be asking the co-chair just to make an announcement, actually,
okay.
At the next full council meeting.
Great.
Yeah.
I guess I'm asking that now. I just think it has to come to everyone's attention.
Yeah.
Cool.
But there were a couple good potential people that we met with through the needs assessment
right.
that might follow up, but we'll see.
Unaligned care. The mandate from HRSA has nothing to do with prevention. Our prevention mandate is solely our own.
Yeah,
and
so
we fulfill,
but it's separate. This number is separate. This is just care.
Yeah, I don't think prevention consumer is even noted here.
Okay. Yeah. Like Nay, who we brought on last month, is a non-aligned consumer of prevention services, but
yeah.
does not count towards that HRSA mandate.
And both David Gonzalez and Mike Shriver also filled that role on a co-chair seat, because the co-chairs, the demographics of the council co-chairs have to include a consumer prevention service.
Right.
So we have that covered, but I think that's the only place that we have it mandated in our bylaws.
Ed, did you
have something? I was going to say, what exactly is an unaligned consumer?
It is a HIV positive or affected person who uses Ryan White Part A services, who is not a staff or board member of a Ryan White Part A funded agency. So you can be, say, a consumer of services. Actually, Ken Pierce self-disposes this regularly. Ken Pierce is a consumer of services who sits on an advisory board for a Ryan White Part A agency. He qualifies as not aligned because the advisory board does not have decision-making authority when it comes to finances.
But it is that Ryan White. You have
Ryan
to
White.
Be accepted.
Yeah, you have to use Ryan White services.
And when you say affected, what does that mean?
Family member. For
yeah.
example, Elaine Flores is on the council as an affected member.
Yeah. Is it just family member?
No, it could be partners as well.
Okay, cool.
Any thoughts or comments, questions?
Huh.
Yeah.
We can
that change
Nay
yeah.
potentially because
yeah,
he's affected.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Let's move that number up before this application gets.
No, I didn't realize that.
Oh, it's a recording.
Didn't have to be possible.
I didn't know that either.
Well,
it definitely applies to parents and children.
Not partners?
I think it does apply to partners, but we want to double check before changing it.
Yeah. That's the case, then we could go around the roster and
ask their dating and partner.
Well, I mean, it's going to help a Democrat. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, I think, but the spirit of it is that we would really, as opposed to having it be a technical, they're technically changing the demographic, have some recruit new people who are actually true non-aligned consumers who speak for that community would
yeah.
be the ideal. But we're not going to look to give horse in the mouth. Who's
no.
already a council member?
Oh!
Wow!
Oh!
Wow.
In any case,
clever.
We have a lot to
okay.
do here. We should move on.
Okay, let's move down to the council member report. We have some card legal documents.
Yeah, nothing changing there. Yes. So Zachary, I think, was hoping to stay on as a consumer prevention services, but I think that he just realized that he did not have capacity to maintain his membership beyond his professional sort of appointed seat. So we'll be getting an exit interview from him when we get it, I suppose. Yeah. Same thing for Wade. We're still, I think, waiting on his exit interview.
Did you guys mail one out for him?
I don't know. Melina or Allie handled that.
She said she was going to hand me over one, too, just in case.
Okay, I'll text Melina right now.
Okay.
Okay, then we have some prospective member applications.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask two of you to just step outside for a little while, and I'll come grab you when it's time for your interviews. We're going to interview or look at a couple applications before here, so it might just be a little while. Thank you. Yeah.
So just before we go into this and thinking about the potential applicants, Vince DeCostomo has expressed interest in applying into the council. And because I'm just thinking about my role transitioning, I know that like this, the fact that there's a co-chair role to be filled, but then I'll be leaving, so that's bringing down the number as well. So I just wanted to back to that demographic conversation. He might be applying.
I think he would.
Oh, he wouldn't.
Us.
Yeah,
we're not down on Asian.
Yeah.
Well,
but unaligned.
Does he work for the foundation?
Yeah, he's not unaligned because he works for the foundation.
So demographically, it wouldn't help us at all.
Foundation
actually would hurt us.
Sorry. So this is Alexandria Andrews. This is our new Part B rep. So this is a little different from usual. We're gonna review this application. Then this is gonna go straight to full council this month for voting because she's our Part B rep, and we don't really have a choice. And she's in Sacramento, so we're not gonna interview her.
She came over to the last meeting.
She was at the last meeting, and she has expressed some desire to be to take a little more active and present role, but because of the geographical challenges, I think that there's.
Yeah, I was excited to hear from her that she wants to participate in the next COLA, which is really cool from a Part B rep.
Say that again, Mark. Sorry.
She wants to participate in our next COLA, if possible, which is exciting and different from a Part B rep since they have so many EMAs and TGAs that they have to connect with.
She was on the phone, too, at the homeless work group, so that was a nice commitment.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot about that. How did that happen?
What?
To
call her? Yeah.
Thank you.
Not me, Melina, but yes, one of us remembered. I was not even aware, but Melina called her up.
So I might have missed it. So she will be participating from Sacramento?
But she's taking Liz Hall.
Oh,
course.
Yeah, she, okay.
So this
what
is a formality, right?
Yeah.
It's a formality.
Mm-hmm.
It's a formality, but it's a real one. Like, you could reject it, I suppose. Like, if you don't want this applicant, you can say no, and they have to submit a new one. It is, I just don't want to encourage any kind of, like, it's a rubber stamp process. It is an actual review. Just as it is with the government appointees, like,
do you
want to
be sad, Mark?
Sorry.
Any thoughts? Any questions? Shall we move to?
And I should actually point out that as an employee of the state, she's beholden to state rules around filling out applications and noting things like gender identity, sexual orientation, HIV, sero status, and so the
state
been declined.
Rules for that?
Yes.
There you go.
I was also curious about that, but
do we know why?
I don't know why, other than that's what Liz Holland told me.
Okay.
All
right.
It's
the
yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah.
Nice arm. Good arm. Thank you.
So there has to be a vote.
That's for the that's for the interviews that we're going to
do.
So
can I get a motion?
Do we have a
motion? Yes.
Oh. So moved. Okay. Seconded by Ed. Okay.
All in favor?
Carrie.
Next, we have
Darius Javon Bright, who is a referral from Linda. I might just let Linda start and tell us a little bit about applicant.
Well, you know, before I even say anything, I'm realizing that a lot of San Francisco AIDS Foundation in the room. So I just want to point that out, that we are very much aware of that internally as well. So, Javon, I have worked with him for a while in different capacities. I thought about him in this role for, he's very passionate about this work as it affects him more, both professionally and personally, and I thought about him from a professional standpoint to be a part of these conversations, and just thinking back to when I joined the council, I think he could benefit so much from learning and networking, as well as bringing his insights to the work that we do.
Is so you won't be around. It's appropriate to ask Linda a question.
Sure.
Anything that we should be aware of with regards to taking him on?
Not really. I mean, I think that I've asked him to apply to the council so many times, and now he's finally doing it. And this is like since like 2012, but things have changed and shifted significantly in his life. So I feel like oftentimes, you know, with young people, there's this fear of whether or not they can commit. So I think that might be something that I would just point out, but he came to a full council meeting and really loved it and loved the conversations and felt like he wants to be part of that. So it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
He seemed very proactive from talking to him at the council.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know him a little bit as well, and he is, he presents kind of nervously. But is actually tracking everything that you're saying and very attentive and very thoughtful, complex thinker.
Yeah.
My experience with him, so.
Does anyone have any insight on the NE? I'm not sure. What is that?
Yeah.
The first response to the first question on the last page?
Starting to write
something
and then stopped?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not necessary, obviously, to fill out the answer to every one of these questions. I'm just curious if someone, if it's just something that I just don't know about.
Yeah.
We have some new waves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Is it on the original?
Nope.
Because it looks like he was starting to say in evaluating.
Oh.
It does.
I mean, I need to follow up with him one-on-one. I can ask about that, but I mean, you'll be looking at this application again next month if you choose to interview him.
You just ask him the question directly.
Ask the correct question directly, but yeah, I don't have any insight into that.
Okay. Wait, Linda, his speech pattern is a little jumpy, right, Linda?
The what?
His speech pattern's a little jumpy.
Just a bit. I mean, I think that...
I think that's coming through in the writing.
It might be, yeah.
Maybe
he's
you just make him
excited.
Nervous, Thomas.
Like, he's got a lot that he's constantly thinking about and things he wants to do, and a lot of it shows from, you know, clearly he's gone through a lot of different things in his life, and so I think he's quite brilliant, but I just, Mike, to answer your question, Thomas, it's just the whole piece about the leadership that he will have to, like, be mentored and grow through, and I think he would be really successful if he got the right mentorship.
Do you have somebody in mind? If you do, let us know.
I will.
So, I mean, as to the question of foundation representation, we have Mark, Laura now as well, or
Mike.
Not Mark. Mike, that's my day for mistaking people's names, starting with their first letter, apparently. Mike and Laura, and then Javon.
Yeah, so Mike, Laura, and myself have been having conversations about whether or not the three of us should be on there. And before this a new position presented itself, I was going to be the person that could potentially stay on. But I think with that change, I'm just trying to email them to kind of figure it out, because it's a lot of us.
Yeah.
So we would have to figure out who is staying and who isn't. So that will shift. I just don't know who
sure.
that person will be, because then adding one more person.
Yeah, I mean, I think while that is the case, and I think that there's always concern about overrepresentation from anyone, I think that both that Mike and Laura hold very different positions, then I think it is helpful to have some frontline. I mean, Laura's position there would be very, I mean, her position is essentially a policy position.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of direct frontline staff at this point right now. And people who had been frontline at one point or have been promoted up and no longer are. So.
Yeah, I hope that they take that consideration when, like, let's say that Javon is accepted and everyone's impressed by his interview and he's accepted, then I hope they take that into consideration, that we don't have any voices like Javon on the council.
Yeah.
While even though Mike and Laura bring a high level of expertise,
mm-hmm.
often they do share the same perspective and they certainly
yeah.
have the same targets around substance
yeah.
use and homelessness.
Yeah. They're very ready. I think both of them are okay with the idea that they may not continue on the council.
I'm glad that comes into town.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take my step.
That would be a loss, for sure.
Absolutely.
Be a loss.
Yeah.
What's the process, or who determines that?
I think it's twofold. Obviously, there's a process here of membership when considering new applicants. So the membership committee could say, that's well and nice, Linda, but we're choosing not to accept Javon because that would be the third person. Membership could do that, or membership could say, we will bring Javon on knowing that this dialogue is happening and that internally at the foundation they're aware that there might be some overbalance. And then, of course, the other side of that is at the foundation, hopefully this conversation is happening between the three of them and Linda.
And prior to me asking Javon to apply into this role, he was in a temp position at the foundation. And I think I reached out to you for a role at Lutheran. So the goal was, I think we were not thinking that he would be at the foundation.
You know, he's in a contracted position.
Yeah, right. So that was the mindset. And I think Laura Thomas also recently joined the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is happening right at the same time. But we are definitely talking about it.
And everybody's up for renewal every 2 years, right? So it does get reviewed periodically.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least from the prevention side, the foundation is a huge player, so huge. So their programming is vast. So and
commensurate representation, is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, I think it's huge. So, I mean, I don't think people within the foundation all know each other at a level.
Right,
so
that's the other thing.
Big.
Okay. We still do have two people to interview, so we should.
Oh, okay.
So there should be a vote on whether you accept the application or not for interview. So there should be a vote.
So we hear a motion to move this forward or not. Second.
Yes.
Wait, who moved?
Ron moved.
And seconded. Thank you.
Okay, all in favor? So now we have two interviews.
She's going to get it.
We start with.
Hope not.
I don't think she's going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's the team when she was rushing out.
All right. Can re-review Antoine's application quickly, and then I'll go grab them. Grab him. This application was on top. I don't think there was no value judgment implied there.
Mm-hmm. Oops. A lot of paper.
what he thinks about my hair.
You should. So Antoine also attended a meeting, a full council meeting, I think 2 months ago.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he was a Sharpie intern here in the building, so that's basically it. It's just an internship program. And then he also went through the HIV test counselor training, and I've been working with him a little bit live with the STD integration stuff, so I should know him in some capacity. Little bit shy, but smart.
I did not find him to be shy at all.
Yeah, that's
me, Dave.
I think it's you.
Doesn't seem like a shy application.
To hear how other people.
Do we want to choose some questions?
Do I normally have questions?
Like a thing?
The question guide? Yeah, it was on the table. Did you not get one?
I probably did.
You're on your way out. You got short timer. Short timer disease.
I don't know, but I don't even know it.
Thank you.
Making money?
I'll do the first question.
I'll do number four.
Oh, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Any takers for questions number two or three? The other two are particularly important.
I can take number two.
Looking for number three.
I can do three.
I can do three.
I have a question for the group.
Welcome back, also.
I have a question for the group. When this gentleman came to council, I think two meetings ago, he did speak from public, and I guess maybe my question more for Dave first and then for the group. He spoke from public, and he spoke very passionately and specifically about his agency, as well as another agency that he had received funding that he disagreed with that agency receiving funding. Have you had a conversation with him about, as a council member, he would not be, you should not be talking about specific agencies? If not, perhaps that could be a question from the group.
I would say yes, you should talk to him about it. I haven't spoken to him about it in specifics. We have discussed the sort of separation between council and direct agencies and how we look at categories.
So it should be, you suggest it be a question from the group?
But, yeah, but I haven't, and we, yes. So if you want to talk about that moment specifically, I would say.
No, just more general. I can ask a question if people are uncomfortable.
I would say it's probably an appropriate thing to follow up with.
Okay. I can ask a question. I'll take the heat. He's with Glide. So he'll be our second Glide person.
No. I mean, what agency did he think that should not have received?
St. Mary's Medical Center.
Oh, it's which one?
St. Mary's Medical Center.
Oh, interesting.
I think that he, I mean, you can read this in his application, and in speaking to him and doing a little